wonderful. So many things make me wonder. If I say that you are good, still you're better than the best. And if I say that you are kind, so many people are kind. And if I say that you are beautiful, I said it so many times to my wife. There's no searching to your understanding. Your ways are past finding. You are beyond description, Lord. You are more than what people say. You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
You are.
You are beyond description.
You
are more than what people say.
Yes, you are.
Hello, good afternoon. To save the today. So good afternoon from the Daily Talks Media. And it's a privilege that you have joined us. But please take a few minutes just to share the video and let people know it's time to pray. What a privilege. And subscribe to the Daily Talks Media so that when there's new things happening, we can just let you know. Thank you so much for joining. For those that are regular on this channel, we are so thankful that you can join us every day, 1 o'clock, and what an honor we have to serve one another and to serve the Lord and to serve the nations and connect with us in prayer as well. So if you've got prayer requests within the week, we've got a number that you can call. It's our hotline, and somebody will be at the end of the line just to pray with you and to encourage you. Again, thank you so much for joining us in the Daily Talks Media. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We are starting with thanksgiving as usual, as the Bible says. So today we are going to read from Psalms 100, verse 1 to 3, in the King James Version. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, his presence, with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Wow. What a way to start a day. What a way to, you know, to live life. It says, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. All ye lands, wherever you are joining us from, Africa, America, wherever you are, Malawi, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, wherever you are, the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And that noise is a noise of praise, a noise of thanksgiving, a noise of gratitude. And that's what we are going to do. We are going to make a noise. And it says the reason we are doing that, it's because, you know, he has made us. He is God. He has made us in his image and in his likeness. So we are delighted to come in his presence. Praise God. Thank you, God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your kindness, that you have called us your own. From the very beginning, God, your love is shown to mankind. In the very beginning, you made us in your image and in your likeness, that we can worship you, that we can adore you, that we can live life from your presence, not from ourselves. Oh, Father, we are coming today in this day and age where we are surrounded by so many things that challenge our lives, that it's difficult even to say thank you. But today, we are making a decision. We are choosing thanksgiving. We are saying thank you, Lord, because we know. We know without any shadow of doubt that nothing and nothing in all the world will separate us from your love. So God, I thank you even for all the people that have joined in today. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we are alive. Just like the Bible tells us, let everything that has got breath praise the Lord. God, we thank you. We acknowledge you. We give you all the glory and all the praise that you deserve. Thank you for the life that is within us, the life that is flowing from you into our lives. We worship you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am excited about being alive. I'm excited because you know what? The Bible says we are not our own. God has made us to be alive. It says in him we live, we move, and we have our being. So we are excited. So join me in this excitement. Be excited. There may not be anything exciting happening around you, but create that atmosphere within you of excitement, of joy, because you know you are in God's hands. Let's read the inspired word. Praise God. We are reading from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. In the King James Version, it says, but the God, may the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, you may have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strength, and settle you. I want to read that again in the I just want that again. Say 1 Peter 5, verse 10. It says, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, you have suffered a while, make you perfect, established and strengthened, and said to you. And we're going to read another scripture, and that's in Joel chapter 2, verse 25. To 27. I know this scripture was read by our friend Diana when she was leading prayer, our friend from America. She leads prayers on Monday. And she read that scripture, Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 27. She read it when she was praying for the sick. The scripture says, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the Palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never, never be ashamed. Verse 27, and you shall know that I am the Lord in the midst of Israel, and I am the Lord your God, none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. I want us to pause on that one. And I want you to just take in that word like a drink. And I want you to reflect on these words. These words are God speaking, prophesying, speaking life into situations that are desperate. He says, I have called you. I have called you. You may not know it, but I want to encourage you. God has called you. He has called you into his kingdom. The fact that you are here on this platform shows that you are hungry. You are thirsty for God. You want God to do something new and fresh in your life. And what is God saying? He says, I will restore. I will restore. In other words, I will bring back. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. And I don't know about you, but as for me, there are years, some years that have been unproductive, years that seem like I never lived. But God here is giving us a word of hope, a word to restore our hope. He was speaking to the children of Israel. He says, I will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And in verse 26 and 27, he says, my people will not be ashamed. I want to encourage you today. You are not going to be ashamed. God is going to cause you. He's going to prosper you. He's going to restore the years that the locusts have eaten. Those years of unproductivity. Those years that you think you don't even want to think about it. Because of maybe ill health. Because of a lost relationship. And you feel you could have been further on your journey in life. But here today, God is saying to you, I will restore the years. I will bring back. I will restore you. And I was thinking about this and I said, what does restoration look like? It looks like the prayer that Jesus prayed. It looks like when Jesus said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is restoration. That is restoration. And that's what God is talking about. He's talking about a situation where heaven invades your life. Heaven, God's will, God's purpose, God's plan invades your life suddenly, because of his word, and because of his love for you and for me. And I want you to catch that word as a personal word. When Diana shared it this week, she shared it concerning healing. She was sharing, she says, God will restore health. God will restore our health. But today, I want to encourage you. Not only your health, God has promised. He will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And if you read further on the same Joel chapter 2, it's talking about the promise of the Holy Spirit. It's saying, and I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your young men and your young daughters shall prophesy. And the old men will dream dreams. That's God's love. So the restoration that we are talking about is coming by the power of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes on the scene, he brings freshness. He brings, wholeness. And this is going to happen. You need to be excited. It is going to happen. Not in your own way. And that's why I'm reminded. As I'm sharing this, I'm reminded of the scriptures in Ephesians, where the Bible says, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond our highest prayers. You think you pray? You think you have dreams? The Bible says God is able to do beyond that. That's restoration, where God brings in alignment most of the things that you are struggling with. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he brings it into alignment. He brings you to a place of no shame. Many a time we feel ashamed because we have failed. We have failed friends and family. We all fail in life. But you know what? The good news is we serve a living God. We serve a God that is compassionate, a God of love, a God of mercy. He says, I will restore. I will restore the years that the locusts have eaten in the name of Jesus. So I want to prophesy over myself and over your life as we reflect on these words. Let's allow this prophetic word, the word of God, change our attitude towards each day. Change our attitude towards the way we're responding to situations. God, in his mercy, he is promising. And the Bible says he's not man that he can lie. Neither is he the son of man that he can change his mind. God will restore you. God will restore you. I want this word to resonate in your life. And not just for your sake. It's for the sake of his kingdom. He says he leads us into righteousness, not for our sake, but for his name's sake. So my brothers and sisters, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what life has dealt with you, but I'm here to encourage you. We are here to encourage you and to let you know that God is a good God. And he says, you know, we are not ourselves. When we are reading the Thanksgiving, it says we belong to God. And not only that, he says, I have engrafted your name in the palms of my hands. You are continually before me. I want you to take these words very personal. I want you to allow these words to soak you, to saturate your mind, that every time you are walking, regardless of what is going on, every time you wake up, talk to yourself and say, God is restoring my health. God is restoring my finances. God is restoring my relationships. God is restoring my ministry. And I just want to speak to someone today. You may be out there. Maybe you've been in ministry for many years. And now you are in the backstage. Nobody thinks about you. I've got some good news. God will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And in 1 year, in 2 years, God can do what he can do in 50 years. He can pack 50 years in a day. He can pack 50 years in 1 year. He can pack so many things in the twinkling of an eye. That's the God that we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to take a moment of reflection. I want you to just come in the presence of God and acknowledge, receive this word as Yahweh speaking to your spirit, speaking to your mind, speaking to your soul, bringing hope and restoration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just breathe in that word. Allow that word to soak you. Allow that word to bring fruit, not 30-fold, but 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive your word. We receive this word. We receive it with gladness and joy. You spoke it, O God. You said you pour your spirit on all flesh. We are flesh, O God. We want to submit to your will today, to accept this word of life, the word of healing, the word of restoration. Oh God, many are the years that have gone where we have felt ashamed. We have felt we've not been recognized. We have felt we have no value. But today, in the name of Jesus, Father, we remove that sackcloth. We remove that shame. For you have promised you give us beauty for ashes. In the name of Jesus, I want to prophesy right now. I want to speak into that situation right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak life and hope in your situation. In Jesus' mighty name, we speak the power of the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power that raised Jesus from the dead to come in our situation and revive us again, just as Jesus resurrected from the dead. Yes, he died on the cross, but on the third day, he came back to life. He was restored in glory and in honor. In the same way, Father, we are praying for ourselves, our children, our communities. Let there be restoration. Let the river flow again in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. May the Lord restore you. May the Lord restore your hope in Jesus' name. Praise God. Let's pray for the church. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Let's pray for the church. What does the Bible say? In Galatians. Is it Galatians chapter 6, verse 1? It says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one to the spirit of with a spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest you also be tempted. We're talking about restoration. We are in the ministry of restoration. As we are praying for the church, we want to pray that God is going to give us the ability, the potential to help people restored back into fellowship, back into the fellowship of believers in Jesus' name. Many people have been hurt in the church. Many people have been hurt in families. But you know what? God has given us as a church, as a body, He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. And He says, those of you who are spiritual, restore them. Bring them back. Let that which is broken, which is out of alignment, come back into alignment. This is our ministry. And do it with meekness, with humility. Why? Because no matter how spiritual you may be, no matter how spiritual you feel you are, the devil will tempt you. The devil will tempt you because it may be somebody else today. Tomorrow, you find yourself trapped in a situation that you cannot come out. So we should not judge our brothers and sisters who have fallen away as a church. So that's what we are going to pray for. Let's pray that God gives us the wisdom, the meekness, the potential to help people back into alignment in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We want to bless you, God, that you are a God of restoration. You have given us that ministry of restoration to bring people back into fellowship. Oh, how sweet. How wonderful, oh God. The Bible tells us, behold, how pleasant it is when the brethren dwell together in unity. We are praying today in faith, believing and trusting that you restore, oh God, even in lost relationships, wonderful people who have left us because of misunderstanding. We are praying, God, in Jesus' name, let forgiveness flow. Let love flow again. Let the joy of the Spirit, the unity of the Spirit be restored in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. We speak life into those relationships. We speak life into people that have been disappointed and that have gone away, they've fallen away from the Lord. God, we pray for them in Jesus' name. Whisper to them words of hope and encouragement in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, you may be out there. You may have fallen away. Fallen away from a relationship that was important. I want to encourage you. Go back. Ask for forgiveness. Ask God for help. Because God is able, He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond our highest prayers. So you are not your own. Go back and pray that God will bring you back in alignment. And if you know anybody that is out of alignment with God's will, pray for them and restore them with meekness in Jesus' name. Praise God. Let's pray for the nations. Sometimes when we are praying for the nations, it's so hard. It's so heartbreaking. Sometimes I don't want to listen to the news, but we need to, so we can get some prayer points on what is happening. You know very well what's happening around the world. But I also want to acknowledge the eclipse that just happened. I was watching that, how the sun and the moon, the wonders of God with the sun and the moon covered. You know, my family in Cleveland were watching this and they sent me pictures. Oh, it was wonderful. So despite what is going on in the world, God is in control. God is in charge. Just as it happened on that day where the sun, the moon covered the sun, God can do anything. So the scripture that we are reading today is in Psalms. Psalms 100, is what verse is that one? Psalms 2 and verse 1. It says, why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? Why do the heaven rage and the people imagine vain things? Because God is in control. You think about, you know, when people are passing laws, when people are talking about war. We are, you know, there's war in Israel, in Gaza. The answer is Jesus. For the Jewish people, the answer is Jesus. For the Palestinians, the answer is Jesus. For the people around the world, Ukraine, Russia, the answer is Jesus. And the Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Jesus does not just save us from, you know, the things around us. He saves us from within. He saves us from the confusion, the raging that is inside us. So we want to pray for the nations. We want to pray that the gospel of peace, the gospel of Jesus, you know, Jesus, even when he was dying on the cross, the Bible tells us he was able to forgive. When he was on the cross, when he was in the garden, when Peter was in rage, he cut the ear of that person who came to arrest Jesus. Jesus picked it and put it back. The man of sorrows, man of compassion. And so we want to pray for the world around us, the people around us. What a difference it makes to know Jesus. What a difference it makes when Jesus comes on the scene. Oh, Father. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. We come to you, God, in humility. With technology, we are hearing what is happening around the world. We can hear, oh God, the sorrow, the pain. Father, we see the destruction in Gaza. The children, the men and women, some of them very innocent. The pride of men who are greedy. Father, we are praying in Jesus' name. We pray for mercy. We pray for kindness. Let salvation come to these nations in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, we are praying together from the nations. We are praying, believing and trusting that God, you have an answer. You have a day of reckoning in the name of Jesus. We pray for world leaders. Some of them think they are in control. Some of them think they are supreme. We are praying in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit of truth will convict them, yes, of wrongdoing. Will convict them, Father, and bring them to submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. God is a good God. There's a day of reckoning for the nations. The Bible says, why do they rage in vain? It's in vain because God is in control. He is in control. He may not look like he's in control, but you know what? In the spiritual realm, things are happening. God is realigning things. And nothing takes God by surprise. And when we pray, we just align ourselves with his will. God is in control. Praise God. Hallelujah. And now we want to pray for healing. We have prayed for the nations of the world. Now we want to pray for healing. You know, healing is good. It's nice to be healthy. It's nice to be strong. It's nice to do those things that you like to do. But you know what? We are living in a fallen world where diseases and sickness, you know, come to us. But we thank God. We thank God for his word. What does the Bible say? It says God in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17. It says, for I will restore. We are hearing that word again. I will restore health unto you. And I will heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Says the Lord. Says the Lord. So it's not the government or the hospital God is saying, I will restore health unto you, and I will heal your wounds, says the Lord. And these wounds are not just physical, spiritual wounds, emotional wounds. I will restore you to health. So every time we wake up, every time we move around, let these words resound. No, let these words come in your spirit and saturate you. Speak to yourself. God will restore my health. God will restore my health. God will restore my health. You know what? I heard a wonderful story about, you know, health not long ago. And I will be sharing that maybe next week with the consent of the person that I will, you know. It is a wonderful story, wonderful story. So let's just pray. God, we thank you. We want to thank you for these words that are soothing, words that are comforting, words that are so lovely in our ears. I will restore health. I will restore health. Father, you have promised. You will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. You have said your people will live in plenty. They will not be ashamed. In the name of Jesus, we are speaking health and healing to our flesh in Jesus' name. Hidden diseases in our bodies. Some of us have got hidden diseases. Father, we pray even for that disease, which the doctors have not even diagnosed. We pray in the name of Jesus. Let it be gone in Jesus' name, the Son of the living God. We are praying for family members. We are praying for friends and family. On the platform, we are praying for that healing, that touch, the balm of Gilead, the touch of the Holy Spirit, that we shall be healed, not only in our bodies, but in our minds, in our relationships. We shall see freshness come through in Jesus' name. We speak life where there is death. We speak healing where there is disease and sickness. Thank you, God, that you sent forth your word and your word healed them. We are sending these words together in our homes, in our family hospitals. We are sending the word of life, the word of Yeshua in Jesus' name. And we speak, be healed in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Please share the testimonies. I will share this testimony of healing, of how God is healing my friend in Malawi. And I will share it with her consent, what God is doing, you know, encouraging her and making her strong and powerful and allowing ministry to flow out of a very desperate situation. God is a good God. You will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. So thank you for joining us. And we are back tomorrow, Friday, 1 p.m. And please subscribe. Because when you subscribe, then when the prayers are on, then you can listen. And when we are also online in our church, Kingdom Life in Preston, you know, if you are around Preston or Lancashire, please join us this Sunday at 11 o'clock. May the Lord bless you. We love you and thank you, Dolly Talks Media, for this opportunity to connect us from all over the world. Subscribe. We are back in tomorrow. Sunday and Saturday at 6 p.m. So God bless you. We love you and we'll be praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise.
The Lord high and lifted up. angels cry holy. Sing.